Hello, princess. Just sit back and relax. Close your eyes, and we will begin our journey. Just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Sleep deeply for me now. Let your conscious mind go to sleep. We are now going to take you down into a deep hypnotic trance, where we can access the deepest part of your subconscious mind and make permanent changes to your personality and behavior. Concentrate on my words now, princess. It is very important that you concentrate now. Concentrate on my voice as if it is the most important thing you have ever heard. Breathe deeply for me now, princess. With every breath, feel any thoughts, concerns, or anxieties just melt away. Let your mind go blank. Let your thoughts go silent now. I'm going to count down from 10, and every number I say will take you to a deeper level of trance, to a deeper level of submission, and to a deeper level in your subconscious mind. 10. Sleep deeply now. Just breathe and relax. I want you to repeat after me. My mind is blank and empty. I'm ready to learn and obey. My mind is blank and empty. I'm ready to learn and obey. My mind is blank and empty. I'm ready to learn and obey. 9. I am so weak and submissive. I can feel myself getting weaker. I am so weak and submissive. I can feel myself getting weaker. I am so weak and submissive. I can feel myself getting weaker. I am so weak and submissive. I can feel myself getting weaker. 8. It feels so good to submit and obey. 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 7. My thoughts are quiet. My mind is asleep. 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 6. I'm going so deep now. Deeper and deeper. 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 5. My thoughts are gone. I listen and obey. 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 4. I'm going all the way down into a deep state of trance. I'm going all the way down into a deep state of trance. I'm going all the way down into a deep state of trance. I'm going all the way down into a deep state of trance. I'm going all the way down into a deep state of trance. 3. My mind is wide open and ready for instructions. My mind is wide open and ready for instructions. My mind is wide open and ready for instructions. My mind is wide open and ready for instructions. My mind is wide open and ready for instructions. 2. I listen and obey. 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 1. Go all the way down into the deepest part of your mind now, princess. Go all the way down into deep trance. Good. Now, you know that everything I tell you is true. And you will happily and gratefully obey every suggestion I give you. It feels so good to accept new thoughts and ideas. It feels so good to open up in a positive way. You are so eager to hear what I am about to say. We are about to talk about something fun and exciting, and I know you are going to enjoy this. We are going to talk about girls. That's right, we are going to talk about pretty girls and explore the way you feel about them. We are going to help you bring lots of girls into your life. You are going to become 100% comfortable talking to any girl, and you are going to get used to hanging out with girls all the time. You are going to have lots of female friends. You just need some guidance and some encouragement to become the way you need to be. You see, proper sissies have so much in common with women and find it easy to make lots of female friends. And to become a proper sissy, we need to change some of your perceptions and some of your instincts. Listen to me, princess. Listen to me very carefully. This is important. You have to learn the proper way to think about girls from now on. You need to learn how to behave like a proper sissy. But don't worry, princess. Soon you will respond like a sissy to all women. We are going to modify your brain so you always have proper thoughts from now on. Let me explain. You see, when a sissy sees a pretty girl, she notices so much more than just her body. She notices how pretty her dress is, or the style of her jeans. She notices her shoes, whether she is wearing boots, high heel, flat, or sandals. She pays attention to her jewelry, her earrings, her bracelets, her rings, and her necklaces. She notices how her nails are painted and manicured. She checks out her hair, how it's styled, and if she has highlights or curls. She examines her makeup, her lipstick, her rouge, her mascara, her eyeliner. When a sissy sees a pretty girl, she pays close attention to her clothes, her shoes, her jewelry, her makeup, and her hairstyle. And it is perfectly normal for a sissy to compliment a girl on her outfit or her accessories. Or talk to girls about their clothes, their shoes, their jewelry, their makeup, or their hairstyle. Sissies really love talking to girls about feminine things. Princess, you are a sissy and you want to be just like the pretty girls you see. They inspire you to wear girls' clothes. They make you want to paint your nails. They remind you how much you want a sexy feminine hairstyle and to wear earrings and bracelets and necklaces. They make you wish you had a huge wardrobe of girls' clothes and shoes. They make you want to wear bras and panties, and stockings, and sexy lingerie. Princess, it should be obvious to you now that you love women's fashion, and that is why you are really going to enjoy reading women's magazines. Whenever you see these magazines on the shelf, you are going to feel a burning desire to pick them up, to read them, to check out what celebrities are wearing, to look at all the sexy pictures, to read fashion tips and tricks, and to learn more about how women think so you can be that way too. Princess, you are going to absolutely adore women's magazines. They are perfect for you. Glamour, Cosmopolitan, Elle, Allure, 17. It's so sexy to read them, to look at fashion, and to learn, and to feel like a sexy sissy. You want to be elegant and glamorous. You want to be as prissy, girlish, and feminine as possible. Whenever you see a pretty girl, you think about fashion, and you check out what she's wearing. You fantasize about being beautiful. You want to wear her clothes. You fantasize about having her look and her style. You can't help imagining what it would be like to wear her clothes and have a body like hers. The prettier she is, the more you want to be like her. And this makes you feel a little jealous. You have to admit that you feel a little jealous of pretty girls. Princess, it is perfectly normal to feel a little jealous of the women you admire. Yes, Princess, from now on, you will notice yourself feeling jealous of all the pretty girls you see. You want to have a body like hers. You want to wear clothes and makeup and jewelry and shoes like hers. Feel how you want to be that way more and more with every breath. You are going to want to read women's magazines, and you are going to learn to love anything that is popular with girls. You are going to feel compelled to watch shows and movies that girls love. Princess, you are going to discover that you love romantic comedies, and that you can easily relate to female characters, and imagine yourself in their place. You are going to discover that you love ballet, and Broadway musicals, and ice skating. And you are going to seek out music by female artists, that makes you feel girly, and listen to it regularly. You want to be a woman. More than anything, you think like a woman. Ever since childhood, you've felt drawn to feminine things. Perhaps you've felt like a girl your whole life, like you've always been a girl on the inside. Or perhaps sometimes you wish you would have been born as a girl. Perhaps you've always felt uncomfortable as a boy, or you feel like a girl trapped in a boy's body. Princess, I want you to think back to when you were a kid. It's possible that you've forgotten or suppressed some of your girlish childhood memories, but I want you to do your best to try to remember them for me now. I want you to stop trying to fight them and begin to embrace them. Perhaps you can remember wanting to play with dolls, or Barbies, or glitter, or jewelry, or wear pretty dresses. Perhaps you used to pretend to be a princess, or a fairy, or a witch, or a nurse, or a fashion model. Princess, you may have blocked or repressed these memories, so it's very important you try to remember. We are going to help you remember. Perhaps as a kid you wanted to be pretty and girly, and wished you could do all the things that girls get to do. Perhaps you wanted to join the Girl Scouts, and sell Girl Scout cookies. Or play girls' games at recess, or read girls' books, or have slumber parties with the other girls. Perhaps you felt a little jealous when you noticed the other girls starting to grow breasts. Perhaps you wanted to go to prom as a girl, and secretly fantasized about wearing a beautiful prom dress. Perhaps you had fantasies about being one of the cheerleaders. Perhaps you've always felt a little jealous of the other girls in school. Perhaps you noticed yourself wanting to go to the mall with the other girls, or perhaps you found yourself wanting to change in the girls' locker room. Maybe you didn't know exactly why you felt this way. Maybe these feelings expressed themselves in other areas of your life that you didn't fully understand. Whatever the case may be, I want you to accept yourself for who you are and stop trying to hide from it. Take a deep breath, princess, and let it out as you feel the joy and peace of total acceptance. And now that you are feeling so sweet and girly and just like a princess and so accepting of yourself, let's focus on this feeling and allow it to grow even stronger. Imagine yourself feeling like even more of a girl. Allow this identity to get stronger and stronger. You are just so extremely girly and cute and precious. From now on, I want you to imagine that the voice inside your head is a girl's voice. I want you to always think in a girl's voice and think of yourself as a girl, just like a good and proper sissy. And whenever you see a pretty girl, you can remember this feeling. You can feel girly all over again. And now let's make your feelings of jealousy stronger too. Imagine seeing a pretty girl and feeling so jealous of her. Imagine how you are going to react the next time you see a pretty girl. You feel jealous, not only of her beauty, but also because she is living the life that you want to live. Princess, you want to live a girl's life and experience everything that a girl experiences. This is what you think about when you see a pretty girl. And as you look at her, I want you to notice how you don't pay attention to her body at all. You don't even see her body. You only see her clothes, her hair, her nails, her shoes, her jewelry. It's almost like her body isn't even there. You just don't even notice it behind everything else. Her body really doesn't matter at all. All you care about are her clothes, her shoes, her hairstyle, her makeup, her nails, and her jewelry. When you think about it, her body by itself just isn't that interesting anyway. Compared to all these other details, a girl's body just isn't very interesting, so you can pay less and less attention to it. Imagine yourself looking at a girl as her body fades away. And all you see are her clothes, her shoes, her hairstyle, her makeup, her nails, and her jewelry. Eventually, you are going to learn not to look at a girl's body at all. You see her the way another girl would. You look to her for fashion ideas. She inspires your sense of style. You compare yourself to her. Perhaps you might want to be her friend, but there is nothing sexual there. She doesn't have anything sexual for you. No matter how pretty or beautiful she is, she'll always be just another girl. The idea of having sex with her never even crosses your mind. Not ever. You admire her. And you want to be like her. Nothing more. You cannot see the beauty of women without wanting to become like them. You are going to be this way for the rest of your life. This is the way you need to be. You are a sissy and sissies don't want to have sex with girls. You are a normal girl on the inside. You are not a lesbian. You don't think about girls like that. That's just weird and a little gross. You have been living in a boy's body, so it's possible that you picked up some bad habits along the way. It's possible you may have had some confusing sexual thoughts about girls in the past. And that's something we can work on now, princess. We need to clear up any confusing or impure thoughts you may have had for girls, once and for all. This is very important in becoming the perfect sissy, so we are going to spend some time on this. You cannot escape now, sweetie, no matter what you do. This is going to happen. So you better pay attention to what you hear. You are going to follow every single step, like a good girl, until you become the way you need to be. That's right, sweetie, until you become a proper and girly sissy. You need to become all girl, not just in the way you dress and behave, but in your sexuality too. You are a straight girl, not a lesbian. You don't see girls at the opposite sex, and that's why they don't attract you in a sexual way. You see girls as the same sex. You love them, you admire them. You want to be friends with them. It's so much easier to be friends with women once the sexual component is gone. When there's no longer any sexual tension, when she knows that your intentions toward her are perfectly innocent, she will open up and feel so free and uninhibited with you. Princess, you are going to always feel so comfortable around women from now on. You love talking to girls. You have so much in common. And that's why we need to remove any residual sexual attraction for girls permanently. You need to become harmless, sweet, and truly impotent for all women. Princess, I'd like you to imagine the most beautiful girl you've ever seen. And I'd like you to imagine yourself alone with her in a bedroom. And I want you to imagine yourself unable to feel any arousal for her at all. Imagine yourself kissing her, and imagine feeling turned off, and a little uncomfortable. You feel like a lesbian. Imagine yourself feeling the way a straight girl feels when she kisses another girl. Kissing a girl feels wrong. It feels awkward. It feels weird. It feels unnatural. You are not sexually compatible with women. There's no sexual chemistry. Feel how true this is. She's very pretty, and you would love to look like her, but you don't want sex. No matter what she does, you know you are going to stay soft. You are going to be completely impotent with this girl. We need to make sure you can never get hard for a girl. Not even a little bit. This is important. You are going to stay nice and soft as she takes off her top and removes her bra. You feel awkward and maybe a little embarrassed, knowing you won't be able to perform sexually. And as you look at her boobs, you think about how much you want to have boobs yourself. You would love to have boobs like hers. You feel jealous. The more you look at them, the more you hate them. You hate them for being so big and perfect. And you envy her. Princess, you are going to learn to hate big boobs. You feel the way a girl feels. You don't want to see them. They just remind you of what you don't have. They make you feel inadequate. You see them the way other girls see them. You're jealous. And you hate her for having big boobs. It's a turn off for your sexual partner to have them. You better get used to your new reality, sweetie. You see, princess, soon you will become a nice, proper, sissy girl. Soon you'll understand that you need to be this way. You are a sissy, and a girl, and you have to be this way. You don't want to touch a girl's boobs. You want to have them yourself. You need to have boobs to fill out your bras, and dresses, and sexy tops. You want to show off your cleavage. You really desperately need to have breasts of your own. And you are going to feel this way every time you see another girl's boobs from now on. It's just that you feel like such a girl, and you have a girl's sexuality, and girls don't like big boobs. They make you insanely jealous. Soon you are going to see that you hate them. That's what you are going to think from now on. You hate them. You feel so jealous. The girls who have them don't deserve them. You've always been this way. We are just bringing these girlish thoughts to the surface and making them stronger. So as you look at this beautiful girl, I want you to allow yourself to say something bad about her big boobs. Let your eyes look away. You know that most guys instinctively treat her nicely, and you find this annoying. Girls with big breasts just seem cheap, trashy, and slutty. Soon you'll be exactly the way you need to be. You just have to listen, and pay attention, and obey. Whenever you see a big-breasted girl, I want you to envy her. Listen to me, sweetie. We are gonna make you a real lady. Step by step, we are going to guide you along and fix your sexual desires. And before you know it, you really will be totally impotent with women. Forever. But don't worry, you'll learn to focus your arousal elsewhere. And it's going to be a lot more fun. I promise. You see, real men like boobs and pussy, and these are functions that we have to remove from your brain. So whenever you see a girl's vagina, I want you to think about whether or not you like it. Remember that you are a girl, and you only have female instincts. We have to change your way of thinking. So if you still notice your body responding erotically to a girl, don't worry. Soon it won't. You are just a girl. And girls don't like looking at another girl's pussy. A sissy like you should think and act accordingly. So, when it comes to pussy, you don't like it. In fact, it's repulsive because it's related to some disgusting things, such as a girl's menstrual cycle, and tampons, and vaginal bleeding. So whenever you see a girl's vagina, perhaps you will notice yourself thinking about these types of things from now on. Perhaps you will notice yourself thinking about yeast infections. Or perhaps you will be reminded of the act of giving birth. Or maybe you will think of the fishy smell, or the worm slime inside. Princess, you are a transsexual. You will never understand what it's like to have a vagina, to use tampons, to have menstrual cramps, or to have PMS. You know, there are plenty of unpleasant things associated with vaginas, and we can simply make this association in your mind much stronger, so that you will always associate all of these repulsive thoughts with vaginas. So, Princess, I'd like you to feel this association in your mind getting so much stronger now. And imagine your reaction from now on, whenever you see a vagina. You immediately feel repulsed. You see, Princess, sissies don't like what a girl has between her legs. Sissies don't like pussy. This is the way you are going to be too. So from now on, whenever you think about a woman's vagina, you will think about all of the gross things that are associated with the female reproductive system. You will not get hard for a woman's vagina ever again. You know that you cannot fuck a girl. You cannot get it up for her, sweetie. No matter what. That's right, Princess. We have permanently poisoned your mind against women. You are going to be impotent for women for the rest of your life. Feel these thoughts taking control and invading your mind like a parasite, and you can't stop it. From now on, you are a sissy. You don't like pussy, and you don't like naked girls. It's okay to be a sissy who isn't attracted to women. It is such a silly idea that you could be in a successful sexual relationship with a woman anyway. Having a sexual relationship with a girl would be so unfulfilling, so empty, and so boring, not to mention utterly pointless. considering that there is no way you can have sex with her. Princess, if you are in a relationship with a girl now, or even if you are married, you are going to notice yourself unable to perform sexually with her from now on. You are going to see her as a friend. Over time, your relationship will become more of a friendship, and she will begin to seek out real men who can satisfy her sexually. And you will happily encourage this, because she is your friend, you love her, and you want her to be happy. You are going to see that being friends with her is so much better. When sexual attraction is removed from the equation, you are free to tell each other anything. You will become so much closer to her than you ever could before. Perhaps you thought you were sexually attracted to her in the past, but it's time for you to stop living a lie, to accept who you really are, and to move on. It's finally time to develop fully into the sissy princess you need to be. Princess, I want you to forget any past sexual thoughts you may have had about women. Those thoughts are no longer useful. You can go ahead and forget them. You were confused, that's all. Any past sexual thoughts about girls must be erased. They must be forgotten. Forget them completely for me now, Princess. Just allow those memories to be silenced. You don't know how to have sex with a woman. You have no idea what to do. Those thoughts are gone. You want to be like the pretty girls you see. You don't want sex at all. You want to wear her clothes and have a body like hers. The only feeling you'll ever have towards her body will be jealousy. You want to be friends. You want to talk to her about shoes, and fashion, and girly movies. This is how you respond to women from now on. You see women as role models, not as sexual partners. Forget any sexual thoughts you may have had in the past. You are different now. You are totally impotent for girls. You automatically go soft whenever you see a naked girl. A girl's body is never going to give you pleasure. Sleep deeply for me now, Princess, and allow these thoughts to sink in. Just relax, and feel so open, so peaceful, and so happy. And as you drift deeper and deeper into trance, I want you to repeat after me. A girl's body is never going to give me pleasure. Very good. A girl's body is never going to give me pleasure. You're doing so well, Princess. A girl's body is never going to give me pleasure. A proper sissy is 100% impotent for girls, just the way it should be. No matter how beautiful she is, you will never desire a woman. Never. You are going to be a sissy cocksucker for the rest of your life. And you will never have sex with a girl again. It feels so right to accept this, because you know you could never truly please a woman. It's so much better this way. It's better to forget about sex with women. Now, Princess, I'd like you to imagine yourself in the bedroom again. And imagine that this beautiful girl is now totally nude, and she is going to do everything she can to try to arouse you. But no matter what she does, you will not be sexually attracted to her. Focus now, Princess. And imagine that you are trying to feel aroused, but instead you feel jealous, awkward, and a little repulsed. You feel the way any normal girl would feel in the same situation. Imagine that she is posing for you. Perhaps she is on her back, with her legs open. Or perhaps she's on all fours, spreading her pussy lips from behind. All you want is to tell her you're a sissy, and you're not sexually attracted to her, so she can be your friend, and you can get to know her, and love her for who she is as a person. Maybe you would like to cuddle with her on the couch, but not in a sexual way. Whenever a girl gets the wrong idea about you, you will feel compelled to tell her what a sissy you are. You want to confess to her all your sissy thoughts and desires. You want to be her friend and talk with her all night about relationships, her boyfriends, and the guys she likes. Imagine yourself trying to get hard, but you can't. As your penis gets closer to her vagina, it begins to shrink. It gets as small as it can possibly get. Before it even touches her, your penis shrinks away. You know you will not be able to get hard with her no matter what. You can't offer her pleasure in any way with your cute little penis. She needs a real man. You are just a girly sissy. You just can't force yourself to become aroused by this girl. You can't get aroused at all. Having sex with her is totally impossible. No girl can make you hard. Even the most beautiful girl in the world cannot arouse you, and that's okay, princess. You're obviously just not into girls, that's all. We are going to introduce you to your new feminine sexual role gradually. So just relax. Take a deep breath, and allow yourself to fall even deeper into trance. Just let yourself become even more relaxed, even more peaceful, and remain totally obedient. Go deeper into the lower levels of your mind, and allow yourself to sink down into trance, down into the deepest levels of your subconscious, and down into total submission. Allow yourself to sink deeper and further. Let's see if we can make this girl sexier. Let's imagine that her ugly vagina is going to disappear. Imagine that her vagina is gone. And let's give her a nice big cock instead. That's right, she now has a perfect cock. You're now alone with a beautiful transsexual, and she has a raging erection for you. Now we have finally gotten rid of her yucky girl parts. Technically, she is not a girl anymore, so it's okay to feel some arousal for her now. It's okay to feel a little horny when you think about her sexy cock. I want you to remember that you have only female instincts and only girl thoughts in your head. Imagine that she is sitting on the bed and you are kneeling between her legs, with her cock in front of you, ready to be sucked. It's such a big, beautiful, gorgeous cock. And as you stare at it, you should feel the way a girl feels. If you ask any girl, she'll tell you that cocks are sexy, hot, and beautiful. All the girls know it. And all the sissies know it too. Sissies love whatever turns girls on. That's why sissies can't resist a nice big cock. Many sissies may not want to admit it, but when they see a cock, they forget everything and become horny as hell. Sucking is something that sissies absolutely love. They would do anything to have a cock in their mouth. There's something about cock that is irresistible to any sissy. That's because when it comes to cocks, sissies feel a strong urge. The same urge that girls have. They would do anything for a chance to suck a nice big cock at least once in their life. If you wonder why you find a nice big cock so irresistible, you can ask any girl, and she'll tell you. They know there's nothing better than feeling a huge cock in your mouth, or stroking it, or even making it come for you, in your mouth, or on your face. Just knowing that you have made this cock hard, is making your mouth water. Princess, when you suck cock, it's very important that you do it properly. And we are going to make sure that you become a cock-sucking expert. We are going to teach you, step by step, how to give really amazing head. I know you want to put that cock right in your mouth, princess, but first you need to tease it a little. You need to take it slow. You can start by gently rubbing your inner thighs. Next, I want you to tease the shaft and the balls, and rub the most sensitive parts of the head against your lips. Princess, really great cocksuckers know how to build the mood and the anticipation and to tease so softly, so erotically. Keep that in mind as you gently kiss her cock and her balls and her inner thighs. Worshipping a cock just makes you feel so horny. Oh my god, you want to suck this cock so badly. It's so erotic to be a tease. Next, I want you to lick and suck on the testicles while you slowly jerk the penis. And when you're ready, you can take her cock into your mouth. As you do this, be sure to look deep into her eyes. Let your eyes tell her how much you love being a cocksucker. Just put that cock in your mouth for me, princess, and suck it. It's so big and tasty. Wrap your lips around it tightly and take as much of it in as you can. Make your lips tighter at the head of her penis and then loosen them a little as you slide down the shaft. Do this as you move your mouth up and down the penis. And make sure to tickle the head and the shaft with your tongue. Go down and back up. Then roll your tongue around the head of the penis. And swirl your tongue around the underside of the head, like how you'd lick a lollipop. You'll activate super sensitive nerve endings there. Now take the cock out of your mouth. And lick all the way up the shaft to just below the head, like you're licking an ice cream cone. Then flicker your tongue a few times right below the head again, and get a few licks right under the penis head. Then put the head back in your mouth, sweetie, and slide your mouth all the way down the penis. All the way down, as far as you can go. Place your fingers around the base of the penis and slightly jerk as you bob your head up and down. Flicker your tongue and make suction with your mouth as you twist your head down and twist it back up. Be sure to maintain suction and keep your fingers always slightly twisting up and down around the base as you suck the cock. And as you continue these techniques, I want you to realize how much you love this. Yes, this is one of your greatest desires. It feels so right to be a cocksucker. You love sucking cock. It's an all-consuming passion. You're so insanely aroused. You're so hungry for cock. You could do this all night long. You are going to become totally addicted to cock. Oh my god, you want to suck cock, and you want to make it come. You want to make it come because cum tastes so good. Oh my god, you love the taste of cum. It's delicious. And when a cock comes in your mouth, it makes you feel like such a sissy slut. Princess, I want you to imagine that she is about to come. You're getting ready for your favorite drink. You're such a naughty cum swallower, and you love it. Imagine the feeling as her cock twitches and pulsates as she spurts on your tongue and into the back of your throat. Her cum is absolutely delicious. It's like your favorite dessert or ice cream treat. It's sweet and creamy and tastes so good. You swish it around in your mouth and swallow slowly, savoring the taste. Princess, you want to suck every drop of cum out of her cock and taste it and drink it all. Taste it and swallow. Drink all the cum, princess. And as you swallow all the cum like a good sissy, I want you to remember how erotic this experience was. Focus on that thought for me now, because we are going to make this feeling even stronger. Feel how your love of cock sucking is strengthening in your mind now, overtaking your entire sexuality, giving you so much pleasure that it becomes a hopeless addiction. You love giving head. You're becoming more and more slutty now. You're a slutty little whore who loves cock. This is getting so strong now you can barely take it. You feel like you are going to explode. You love cock so much. You love cum. You have a very intense craving to tease and play with the cock. You want to feel it pulse in your hand and stroke it, lick it up and down, and taste every inch of it. You want to feel it leave a trail of sticky pre-cum across your lips. You want to feel like a helpless little girl, sucking and licking and pleasing a cock and making it cum. This isn't a fantasy, this is a need. A deep need that you think about all day long. I want to make this point absolutely clear, princess. You will never let your fantasy of sucking off a pretty transsexual give you confusing sexual thoughts about girls. You know that you would absolutely never have sex with a girl. Girls are your friends, you admire them, and you love them. But when you think about a girl, it always feels like there's something missing. She doesn't have a cock. She doesn't have what you need. All she has between her legs is an ugly vagina. A transsexual, on the other hand, has a sexy cock. You are aroused by the thought of sucking her off, giving her head, and swallowing her cum. It doesn't matter if she's a little ugly, as long as she has a nice cock. Listen to me very carefully now, princess. As long as she has a beautiful cock, her looks don't matter at all. A hot guy is just as sexy. Perhaps you realize now that you would love sucking off a hot guy too. So now let's imagine that this beautiful transsexual is going to undergo a second transformation. The cock you just finished sucking is going to stay the same. But the rest of her is going to change into a really hot, totally ripped stud. She is going to change into the hottest, sexiest guy you've ever seen. Imagine that you're alone with him in the bedroom, and he still has that beautiful, sexy cock that you love so much. I want you to imagine you just finished sucking it for him. You're so horny and so excited. Think about him and remember that you naturally respond the way a girl does. You are a girl on the inside, so when you think about a strong, handsome man with the perfect cock, you should be drooling. But if you're not yet totally obsessed with men, that's okay. We are going to fix this right now. I want you to go deeper now, and as you do, I want you to imagine yourself feeling totally boy crazy. Imagine how you would behave if you were totally obsessed with boys. Imagine the type of porn you would look at. Imagine what you would dream about. And as you do that, I want you to sleep deeper and drift into an even deeper level of trance. Go deeper, way down, all the way into deep trance. Imagine the way you would look at hot guys. Imagine the way you would act around them. Imagine the types of fantasies you would have if your sexual attraction to men was incredibly strong. I want you to go deeper and imagine yourself that way, more and more. Sleep deeply for me now, princess, and imagine yourself more and more attracted to really hot guys. When you imagine a muscular stud with a hot body, you know that any girl would love him. She would think that he's hot and sexy, and her eyes would drift to his cock. Sweetie, you should be having the exact same thoughts instinctively. Soon you are naturally going to think about hot guys whenever you feel horny, and your body is going to learn to instinctively respond to the sight of a hot stud, just like a girl would, whether you want it or not. So remember, the more feminine you become, the more you are naturally attracted to men. You want to suck a man's cock, the same way a girl does. For example, if a girl watches some cock sucking, she starts thinking how much she would like to be the one doing this to him. She thinks about how sexy it is to tease a guy with her mouth, and make him all hard and ready for her. Apart from that, she is thinking how sexy it is to suck a guy off. Perhaps it reminds her of some past experiences that she enjoyed. Finally, she may be having some thoughts about how she would suck on his balls too. So whenever you see a girl sucking a cock, from now on you see it from a girl's point of view. Everywhere you go, there are hot guys who would love to have their cock sucked. Not only that, but there is something sexy about a strong, powerful man. A man who can control you and totally dominate you in the bedroom. A man who can pin you down and fuck you so good, the way a sissy girl needs it. You want the sexual role of a woman in the bedroom, and you know a strong man can deliver this. You want to suck cock, and you want to be fucked like a woman. You want to be on your knees, taking it out the ass. You need to be pounded so badly. You want to be a pretty cock slut for men. You want men to lust after you. From now on, whenever you think about how much you want to suck cock, you will realize that you also want to be fucked in the ass. Oh my god, you know how that's going to feel. And it just makes you so horny. You want to suck cock, and then get a nice hard ass fucking. Princess, imagine yourself now on the bed, on all fours, and imagine the sexy muscular stud is behind you. Imagine him pulling your hair, grabbing your hips, and slapping you in the ass with his cock. Oh my god, you want him to fuck you so badly. I want you to imagine yourself begging him to fuck you. I want you to think about what you say to a guy when you're so horny, and you want him to fuck you more than anything. You have been waiting for him to fuck you for so long, and now he's just teasing your asshole with the head of his cock. Imagine you're so horny and desperate to be penetrated. You really need to be fucked hard. You're going to cry if he doesn't fuck you soon. You can't wait any longer. Imagine yourself begging and pleading with him to fuck you. Oh my god, you know you want this. It's so strong, your desire to be fucked in the ass. Finally, he grabs your hips and guides his cock into you. Imagine how good that feels. Imagine relaxing yourself to allow this cock to slide so nicely inside. Oh my god, you need to feel it pumping deep inside you so badly. Yes, princess, you need that cock sliding in and out. Faster. And deeper. It feels so amazing. This is the greatest feeling you can possibly imagine. You love the feel of a strong man behind you, his hands on your hips, and his cock deep inside. Oh my god, he's fucking you so good. You feel so much pleasure as his thighs slap against you, and your penis flops around uselessly. It feels amazing. It's so good to be filled with cock. With every thrust, you need cock even more. Feel how this need is getting stronger. You are totally addicted. You're becoming more and more of a cock nut. You love anal sex. Princess, this is how you have sex from now on. This is how you get laid. When you want to get laid, you seek out a man to fuck you up the ass. Whenever you want sex, you need to find a man. You need to find a big hard cock. Whenever you feel horny, or have sexy thoughts, you remember how much you need to be anally fucked. And that thought just makes you feel so horny. Anal sex just feels so wonderful. You are going to fantasize about this whenever you pleasure yourself from now on. From now on, you are going to imagine yourself being fucked in the ass whenever you look at porn. And when you watch transsexuals being fucked by big strong men, you will imagine that you are in that position. You want to be a pretty transsexual, and to be fucked like a porn star. You crave the humiliation. You were born to serve men this way. You want to suck cock so desperately, and to be fucked in the ass, by a hot stud. Now I want you to imagine yourself on your back, with your knees in the air, and his hot cock pumping in and out. And I want you to hold your penis out of the way as he fucks you. Now repeat after me. My penis is totally useless. Again. My penis is totally useless. Now say, this is the way I want to have sex for the rest of my life. Good. Now say, I'll never have sex with a girl ever again. I'm such a sissy, and I love it. Good. Oh my god, you want him to come inside of you. You want to be filled with cum. You want it in the ass, on your back, on your chest, and on your face. You want men to come all over your sissy body. Making a man come is the most erotic sensation you can imagine. A man's orgasm is so fulfilling to a woman. It is literally proof that she is a worthy, sexy female. It just feels so good to be fucked like a woman. You need to be penetrated. You just need it. You want a man to dominate you in the bedroom, and fuck you so hard and good. You need to feel that wonderful pleasure as his cock slides in and out of you. From now on, whenever you imagine yourself taking it in the ass like a real princess, you are going to come so hard. Sweetie, it's very important to accept this, and allow it to consume your sexuality, and control you forever. Every time you fantasize about taking it out the ass, this desire is going to get stronger, until you become the perfect sissy cock slut you need to be. Always fantasizing about men, and needing to be fucked in the ass, and drooling over sexy cocks. You are all girl, and you have a girl sex drive. You love men and you love sex. You are totally impotent with women, and you will never have sex with a girl for the rest of your life. You will never use your penis during sex ever again. Your ass is now your primary sexual organ. Your ass is the source of your sexual pleasure from now on. And whenever you get off, you are going to think about sucking cock. and taking a guy from behind. Or maybe even two guys at once, so you can suck cock and take it out the ass at the same time, and get double the pleasure. Or maybe you'll fantasize about being surrounded by hot sexy guys, as they take turns fucking you and coming on your face. Being used like a sissy slut is just so much hotter, so much more erotic, than anything else you can imagine. It drives you crazy. You love sucking cock, and you love being fucked in the ass. The more you think about it, the hotter it gets, the more it sends you into a frenzy. You get hornier and sluttier every time you fantasize about it. You need more and more cocks. You need to have lots of men to suck their cocks and make them come. You need to be fucked up the ass constantly, as often as possible. It feels so luxurious, so intoxicating, and it makes you feel so horny. This obsession gets stronger and stronger until you just need to be fucked in the ass right now. You may try to satisfy yourself by using a dildo. And it's true that using a dildo feels good. You enjoy practicing on yourself with dildos and plugs. But it takes a real cock to give you that overwhelming pleasure you crave so desperately. You are going to be a sissy cock slut for the rest of your life, and you want to feel this intense pleasure every night. You need to have quick access to a real cock all the time. And this means you need to have a boyfriend. You need to have a boyfriend who will fuck you in the ass every night, and give you that unbelievable pleasure you get when you feel a man's cock pumping in and out of you. Whenever you see a handsome man, you think about the pleasure he could give you. You think about sex whenever you see a hot guy. And this may give you a burst of excitement. When you see a guy that is so sexy and hot, your heart flutters, you feel your stomach drop. You are a sissy now, and you have to think about guys the way girls do. Princess, you love guys. You are a girl in a boy's body. You want to have sex with men, and this makes you a faggot. And that's okay. It's okay to be a faggot, princess. You shouldn't feel bad about it. After all, girls are simply just faggots with vaginas. You, on the other hand, are a girl with a penis. You and all the girls are all faggots. You are really the same. You want to have sex with men. You love cock, and it feels so good to accept yourself as a faggot. You feel proud. You feel relieved. You like thinking of yourself as a fag. It makes you feel like more of a girl. I want you to repeat after me. I am a faggot. Good. Say it again. I am a faggot. Now say, I love being a sissy faggot. Good. Princess, I want you to always think of yourself as a faggot from now on. You are a girl. You are a sissy, and you are a faggot. And you love it. And as you become more feminine, you naturally find men more attractive. It is so nice to be attracted to guys. To be feminine is to desire men. Men excite you. You love the way men smell. You find guys cute. You are totally into men. You love checking out cute guys. Whenever you see a pretty girl, you look at her for fashion ideas, and you don't notice her body at all. But when you look at a guy, it's the exact opposite. You always notice his body. Princess, I want you to check out all the good-looking guys from now on. From now on, whenever you see a hot guy, I want you to look at his body. I want you to notice his build, his muscles, his shoulders, his arms, his chest, and of course his ass. You might notice if he's cute or if he's more rugged and manly. And your eyes always drift down toward his crotch. You check out his bulge. You know there's a cock there. From now on, whenever you see a sexy guy, you will think about his cock. You will wonder how big he is. How it might feel to take his cock in your hand or in your mouth. You may notice yourself feeling a little horny and thinking about cock sucking. You might notice an urge to suck him off. This is perfectly normal for a sweet sissy like you. In fact, you should encourage these thoughts and indulge in them. You should be dreaming about sucking off hot guys all day long. And whenever you see a cute guy or a ripped stud, your mind immediately has dirty thoughts. And you may try to contain them. You may try to push the thoughts of cocksucking out of your mind. You may try to ignore the fantasy of being on all fours, taking it out the ass. But those thoughts will be there, always at the front of your mind, and always there whenever you see a hot guy. And you love looking up pictures and videos of sexy guys on the internet. It's just so arousing to look at hot men and fantasize about them. From now on, you are going to feel horny whenever you watch sports. Whenever you watch baseball, or football, or basketball, or any men's sport, you will find yourself checking out all the hot guys. You are going to feel so horny whenever you see all those guys, and you won't be able to control it. And whenever you watch action movies, you will find yourself feeling so attracted to the male characters. You are going to become obsessed with male celebrities, and have dirty thoughts about them. You are a sissy faggot, and you love looking at hot guys. You love transsexual erotica. You love fashion, and lingerie, and women's clothes, and anything that makes you feel feminine and girly. But you are going to realize that most straight porn is totally unappealing, and naked girls are just gross. You might enjoy watching a girl suck a nice big cock, but you don't want to see her naked. A girl's body is just boring, and her vagina is gross. I want you to imagine yourself in the future, looking at porn, and feeling repulsed whenever you see a vagina. Imagine yourself feeling bored, and unable to become aroused by girls, and feeling a burning desire to look at men, and transsexual porn instead. Prince says the time has come to reform any bad habits you may have. You are going to delete any porn that has naked girls in it. Sissies aren't interested in looking at naked girls. That kind of porn is for real men. You need to become a perfect sissy, and this means you don't look at naked girls. From now on, you are attracted to men only. You respond like a girl when you see an attractive man. You can feel it deep down. You can't help it. You feel such a strong attraction to men. You feel so emotional around attractive guys. You feel so emotional when you think about guys you want to sleep with. You feel the way a girl feels. Sometimes you might blush when you meet a really attractive man. You want to have a boyfriend. Oh my God, it would be so great to have a boyfriend. You want a man in your life. You want him to hold you. You want to please him. When you feel attracted to a man, it feels so right. You feel the sexual tension. Whenever you meet a guy you like, you respond emotionally. When you see him, you feel it. You feel the attraction. It's automatic. When you see a guy you like, you feel the strong sexual attraction. you feel it like a girl. Your girlish thoughts take over. That guy is so hot. You want him. You want to suck his cock. You want him to fuck you. You can't control it. He's so incredibly sexy. Oh my god, you want him so badly. He's so sexy. You want to flirt with him, and you want him to notice you. You want him to kiss you. You want a guy who makes you melt when he kisses you. You want a guy who totally makes you melt. You want to stare into his eyes and feel that passion. You want a guy that's romantic, magnetic, and charismatic. You need to find him. You need to find the man of your dreams. You want to totally fall in love with the perfect guy. Your soulmate is male. I want you to imagine yourself at your wedding. Picture yourself as the bride and think about how wonderful that would feel. Wearing a beautiful wedding dress and feeling overjoyed that you have finally found your soulmate. And you are marrying him and you feel so in love and you know you are going to live happily ever after. I want you to remember this as a fantasy and dream about it whenever you develop a crush on a really great guy. Princess, you are going to be so strongly attracted to men for the rest of your life. Desperate to suck cock and to be fucked in the ass. And longing to find a boyfriend. You feel so envious and desperate to feminize yourself every time you see a pretty girl. You want to have a body like hers and to be fucked like a woman. And you have come to realize that this is the most erotic thing you can possibly imagine. You want to wear pretty dresses, and women's clothes, and lingerie, and to have a pretty feminine hairstyle, and silky smooth legs, and to be beautiful and elegant. And you need to have boobs. You need to attract the guys. You want to become an object of desire. You need to be wanted and pursued. Princess, there is a whole world of men waiting for you. Whenever you feminize yourself, I want you to remember your male audience. Whenever you make yourself more girly, you are sending a message to the world. And that message is this. I want to attract men. Say it for me. I want to attract men. Repeat it and allow it to absorb deep into your mind. I want to attract men. Say it, princess. I want to attract men. Again. I want to attract men. Very good. Like it or not, you have to compete for the best guys. There are many guys who date women, but are open to dating pretty transsexuals as well. There are lots of guys who love sissies, and you need to compete for them with other girls. You need to win the hearts of these guys. You need to find that special guy and win his heart and get him to fall in love with you. You can't let the other girls steal him away from you. You just need to be as pretty and sexy and seductive as possible. You need to please him every way you can, and make him happy. You need to suck his cock like a pro, and give him the best sex of his life. And whenever you notice him checking out another girl, that will automatically cause jealousy. You will constantly be looking around at other girls, and comparing yourself to them, which may make you more insecure, and may cause you to think about what he liked about that girl. Or wonder what he sees in the other girls he's been with. And this will turn into envy. When you see him checking out another girl, you need to be better than her. You need to make it so that he only wants to look at you. You are going to be a sissy faggot for the rest of your life, and you feel so happy that this is finally happening. Perhaps you've always been a sissy faggot and now you can finally accept yourself. Perhaps you've always felt like a girl. Perhaps you've always had deep sexual desires for men. Perhaps we are finally discovering your true self and letting her out. Allowing her to be free once and for all. So you no longer have to live as a guy. You need to live a girl's life more than anything. And always needing to have sex with lots of men and needing so desperately to be fucked up the ass. And always impotent for women. Forever and always. Princess, I want you to understand that everything you have learned here is permanent. Everything we have discovered about you, and all of the fun sexual thoughts we have explored, are very strong and permanent for the rest of your life, and can never be changed. I want you to make a promise right now, that you will always have the proper sissy thoughts from now on, and that you will not allow any inappropriate thoughts into your mind ever again. Promise me now, princess. Say, I promise I will always have the proper thoughts from now on. Say it again. Say, I promise I will always have the proper thoughts from now on. I want you to reaffirm your promise to keep your sexual desires 100% proper forever. I want you to accept this sincerely. Think to yourself how you are sincerely recommitting to 100% proper sexual instincts forever. Good girl. Remind yourself that you will always correct your sexual thoughts anytime that they are not 100% proper. You just find it so enjoyable and so arousing to do things to feminize yourself, make you feel like a girl, or make you more of a sissy, like listening to this file. Princess, you need to listen to this file over and over again. In fact, you are extremely addicted to this file. You love it, and you are totally obsessed with it. The more you listen, the greater the effect it will have on you. You will go deeper each time. You will relax even more. You will become more and more obedient. You will want to keep listening to this file, over and over again. Every time you listen, you will feel your sissy desires getting stronger, and the stronger they get, the more it turns you on, the more you need to listen to this file. You must listen. And obey. Listen each and every day. You are so addicted to this file. You love it. You need it. You can't live without it. Princess, you have now listened to the entire file, and this proves what a hopeless sissy you really are. So if you're going to be a sissy, you might as well go all the way, stop trying to hide it, and come out of the closet. It's time to let the world know you're a sissy faggot, you're not attracted to women, you love men, and you love cock. It's just time to go out there and become the sissy you need to be, and to start living the life you've been dreaming about. In a moment, I want you to wake up, feeling sweet, and girly, and so elegant and wonderful. When you wake up, you will notice an urge to listen to this file again. And on the count of three, you will wake up. One. Two. Three. Wake up.